Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
They want more.
Of course.
Vaccine mandates, not enough over the weekend. The doctors on the cable networks demanded more powers, and Joe may try to seize those on Tuesday. He's going to add to his mandate. We don't know what. We'll see. Here's a sample of what it sounded like over the weekend of these doctors advocating everything from travel restrictions for the unvaccinated. And keep in mind, I've been encouraging people to understand what is unvaccinated, because a lot of people out there are saying, well, I mean, I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. I don't have to worry about any of this. No, you're not. No, you're not good. Because Fauci has already said, we're going to do a booster every 5 to 6 months. So, you know, you're vaccinated now. In a few months, when the booster comes out and Pfizer wants you to take it, you're not vaccinated anymore. So your job is now predicated, if you think about it, on you're only as good as your last booster. You have to take booster after booster after booster. As I've pointed out to people all weekend, Lee, none of those are going to be vaccine trialed. None of them. Just like the first two. Those have been FDA approved now, but the boosters won't be. It's going to be booster after booster, no trial. We find out how it works as it goes, just like the first two. So your job is now predicated on your willingness to take a product by two companies. This is unbelievable to me. If you pull this is the craziest part of the whole thing. People don't understand this. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. I just read that line from CNBC. Let me read it again. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna if you have severe COVID vaccine side effects. That is CNBC. The article's up on my Facebook page if you want to read it. And the way that it works is this, and this happened under the Trump administration, unfortunately. You know, we had warp speed, right?
Yeah.
And there's a law called the PREP Act. And in emergencies, the Health and Human Services Secretary can suspend legal liability to get a product to market fast. They did that for Pfizer and Moderna. They have zero legal liability if something goes wrong. So the proposition, what we're asking of Americans this morning, and I can't believe nobody's talking about this. This is not a typical situation. It drives me nuts when people are like, oh, well, you're required to get other vaccines for school. Yeah, there's a compensation fund, and every year kids are hurt from those, year in and year out, but not in big numbers.
And those have also been fully tested, too.
Yes, they've been through vaccine trials. These are vaccines, and the boosters will be just like that. Again, in our lifetimes, the shortest vaccine trial on record with the FDA is 4 years. The average trial runs 7 to 15. None of these boosters going forward, just like the previous two shots, will have been trialed. Yet, Pfizer and Moderna get off scot-free. They have no skin in the game. So if you think about it, your job is now predicated going forward, even if you're already vaccinated, right, on being essentially a lab rat for two companies that have no liability whatsoever. And, you know, when a corporation, Lee, has no liability, as much as some of us don't like trial lawyers, when they have no liability, their only internal pressure is to cut corners to make profits. Mm-hmm. Because they have no liability. They don't have to figure that, bake that into the cake. You know, what could be our liability here? We're going to have to predict losses versus gains. They don't have to do that.
Well, there's another question here.
This is shocking. But hold on, let me just say, why did Biden not lift the immunity? If this is a safe vaccine, and the boosters will be safe too, no, we've not tried them, but the boosters will be safe too, they don't need it, right? Why do they need it? I'm done. Why do they need it?
Well, I was just going to say, there's another question that's not even being asked here. Well, first we'll point out that the government is requiring you to take a product from a company that they're paying for.
Yes.
All right. What do those shots cost?
I don't even know.
There's nobody asking that question. What do those shots cost, and how much is this costing the federal government? We keep being told from everybody, from Governor McMaster to President Biden and everyone in between, that these things are free. Well, they're not free. There is a cost, and apparently the government is paying for it. And what is that cost? I'm not saying the government shouldn't be paying for it. They're requiring it. They should be. But then again, what is that cost?
And here's the question. Who decides? Pfizer was out last week, and I played it while freaking out because Pfizer moved the goalposts last week. They sent out a former head of the FDA and now Pfizer board member to tell us that in order to have durable immunity, you're going to need 4 shots now. So the 2 that you already got and then 2 more. You're going to need 2 more shots. So when Pfizer moves the goalpost and introduces new terms like durable immunity, and that you just can't be considered as having that unless you take 2 more Pfizer shots or maybe some Moderna shots too. I don't know what Moderna is going to do. If the company dictates that, is my job now predicated on it? Hate to use the term, but who calls the shots? I mean, so Pfizer's out there saying no, you know, no immunity. In Israel, they've already won this battle. Pfizer's already won this battle. You have to take 4 shots or you don't work. Let me repeat that. Not 2 shots, 4 shots in Israel right now. And your vaccine passport expires every 6 months because Pfizer said so. This is an untenable situation. This is an ungodly amount of power for 2 companies and a government to have. And the government, listen to this, the government has a fund too that can compensate you for damages on these vaccines. The problem is that the rules are so onerous, only 29 people have been compensated from the fund for the last 10 years. So the proposition is you got to get the shot to work. You got to get all the shots to work. They will not be trialed before you take them. Pfizer and Moderna have absolutely no incentive to make them safe whatsoever because you can't sue them. The government will not make you whole either. So, I mean, again, you know what I asked about this? Where is the left?
Yeah.
I mean, the left hates corporations.
Yeah.
They hate profit, yeah. Right?
Right.
These companies can literally throw out there, as they've done in Israel, all Pfizer had to do, because they're only on the Pfizer shot, was say, oh, they need 2 more. And the Israeli government's like, okay, better get 2 more or you cut off from society, your job's over, your kid's out of school. And that's all it took. So Pfizer is now a dictator. And so the question remains, and I would put this to my liberal trolls, where are you guys? You seriously going to let Pfizer make bank like this? 100% profit, no risk? No recourse for anybody who's harmed?
And a no-negotiation contract, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, where's the competition here? You know, they've always pitched a fit about that, about defense contractors. Oh, you're not having a fair competition. Well, okay. Well, where's the other drug companies coming in here? I mean, obviously, I realize that we're talking about what is considered an emergency situation. That is what is considered. But, you know, where's the competition? Of course, they don't believe in competition anyway.
And no, this is a great question. You know, could competition even really emerge when only Pfizer and Moderna have this blanket immunity from Health and Human Services? That is total immunity. There aren't products like that.
No.
Not in this country.
No.
Except Pfizer and Moderna. So, of course, they're going to say you're going to need 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 shots forever and ever to keep your job. Endless. I don't know where it'll end. But the good news is The Brits just dropkicked their vaccine passport system.
I was just going to mention that if you saw Boris Johnson was there.
Yelled when that came. I screamed. I just, in pure joy, I pumped my fist in the air. Oh, my God, Britain's free this morning.
Yeah.
They're free.
Freedom still lives in the UK.
Yes. And do you know why they did this? This is what they're not telling you in the media here. There's a very key reason why they did this. Part of it is that hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, it was amazing about their protests over there. A lot of them were vaxxed.
Yeah.
They were vaccinated and they said, no. I am not showing you my vaccine passport to work at my job and to go to the pub and to eat at the restaurant. No. So, you know, they, I think, anticipated it would be the unvaccinated that would rebel and there'd only be a few of them. But the most of the leaders of the movement were vaccinated. They're like, no, we're not doing this. So Boris Johnson had a problem because that was his own party. But there's another reason why they had to revoke this. They lost, Lee, they lost The Guardian. The Guardian, and I made a big deal out of this on my podcast, when it was discovered, because of the testimony of the virologist who invented the AstraZeneca vaccine, when he came out and testified before Parliament, he's very respected, he's pushed his vaccine, and he came out and said, and admitted, we can't stop COVID with a vaccine. In other words, there's always going to be variants year after year after year. In other words, there's no, hey, if we all get vaccinated, it's done. We go back to regular life, which is the lie the Biden administration is telling now. The Guardian wrote an editorial saying, repeal the vaccine passports then. Why do we need vaccine passports if, as a society, mass vaccination will not stop the vaccine? Will not stop the COVID. We will always have variants, no matter how many vaccines that we have. And The Guardian demanded the end, because what's the point then of vaccine passports? And they still, by the way, support mass vaccination. It's not that. It's just, well, there's no point to this now in keeping track of who's vaccinated or not, if it won't make any difference society-wide in ending COVID if we're always going to have variants. And when you lose The Guardian, as liberal as they are, and they demand their freedom back, Boris Johnson was just beset from the left, beset from the right. The media was on him, and they broke free. So we're still in the phase that the Brits fell for, where Biden's saying, hey, we can end this if the vaccinated would just get vaxxed. And in Britain, they already know that's not true, and they were able to get rid of the vaccine passports for that. So thank God for that. That was a crushing blow to the Biden administration over the weekend. Because as they're trying to entrap us into all of this, the Brits are breaking free and saying no. And it is a very good indicator of where sentiment is going to go here. It's not in a good direction. It's not in a good direction. And their timing on this is terrible. It's absolutely terrible. As the Brits say, no, we don't need this. And that is why, again, because The Guardian on the left stood with the right and with the vaccinated and with the unvaccinated and said, what is the point of a vaccine passport system? If mass vaccination, while it certainly gives you protection against hospitalization and death, it doesn't stop the spread of the virus. It doesn't stop the creation of new variants. What is the point? And they won.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like the reaction to this vaccine mandate. It's even in my own family, and I don't know what you're seeing. And I stay out of it. The highlight of my weekends, I have to say, and I love them both, two liberal members of my family, doesn't matter who, having a brawl on social media over the vaccine mandate. Both liberal, both voted for Joe Biden. One of them for it, one of them against it. It's been very interesting. I have three members of my family right now facing losing their jobs potentially over this, having to make a very difficult decision. All of them have very well-researched health-related reasons for what they want to do. I've got my sister who just battled COVID. She got very ill with it, actually, who now has the antibodies. And where she works, one of the options they had was that you could submit proof of having the antibodies to COVID. She's got a positive COVID test. She's got antibodies until Joe came along, took a wrecking ball to it. Now she's got to get the shot. She don't want to get the shot. As Dr. Marty Marquet pointed out in U.S. News and World Report, we have no studies on the safety of doing the shot after the COVID. We don't know what the deal is with that. She's really afraid. She's a single mom. She's faced with losing her job. A lot of people in this boat over the weekend. There's a lot of them. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, as he does so often, has absolutely nailed this whole thing. Absolutely nailed this whole thing. Before I play it, though, it's today's first epic rant. I want to play this for you because I dug this up for my sister. And, you know, with her asking, look, I have COVID immunity. I have very fresh COVID immunity. I just survived this thing. Why do I need a vaccination? We do have studies showing that the immunity from getting COVID is 7 to 27 times, depending on the study, there's more than one, better than the immunity you get from the shot. Why does my sister need to take a shot as a single mom to keep her job? Why is that? Even Fauci can't answer that question. Sanjay Gupta asked him. Here's his non-answer.
As we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response.
I'm sorry. By the time you're done discussing, doctor, my sister's going to be unemployed. You don't have an answer for that? No. But people should lose their jobs. Uh-huh. They're both doctors. Sanjay Gupta's a doctor. Listen to it again. They don't even know.
As we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response.
I just had to play it twice. Die? I don't know. You're going to put a single mom out of work. You should know. You should know. Shouldn't you know? Shouldn't you be able to answer basic questions? Uh-huh. And even Sanjay Gupta admits right there in the thing on CNN, well, I mean, we have studies showing if you've had this, you've got better protection antibodies-wise than you would from the jab. So why can't my sister work? Why can't she just turn in, as her company was going to let her do before Joe, the dictator, said otherwise, based on no science. There's no science there. That's the problem. She's got to have it. Why? I don't know. We'll debate it. Well, that's too late, sir. She's not going to have a job. He doesn't care. They don't care. Their position is literally, we don't care. We don't care. You do what we say or else. But why? Don't ask that. But studies show that your policy doesn't matter. Shut up. You don't get to have a job. Folks, this is why. Did you see this CNN poll? Did you? CNN! Their polls are all skewed toward Democrats. Listen to this. 74% of U.S. adults now say they are very or somewhat angry about the way things are going. You should have heard my sister this weekend. That includes 88% of Republicans, 70% of independents, and even 67% of Democrats. Wait, there's more. 69% of U.S. adults now say things are going pretty or very badly in the country, including 91% of Republicans, 72% of independents, and 49% of Democrats. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, today's first epic rant comes to us, as so many epic rants have lately, from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. He's already done what our state politicians are scrambling to do over the weekend, and I begged them to do starting a month ago. Jay Luke is saying they're going to go, it appears they're going to have a meeting. It's not clear the way it was reported if they're going to actually go into session or just meet about going into session, what they might do. But our speaker seeing that they are going to pass some kind of law addressing, this is great news, Joe's vaccine mandate. You know, this is just this is how sad our state is. It's supposed to be a Republican-controlled state. Ron DeSantis already has stuff in place to stop this, especially the vaccine passports, which are coming. Joe probably announced that on Tuesday. He's going to beef up his dictatorial demands from the throne. Here's Ron DeSantis. Well, our state legislators are only now meeting to deal with this. Ron DeSantis has already got running monoclonal antibody clinics up, saving lives. They're just talking about doing it here. And they're talking about a response to the vaccine mandate. Again, Ron DeSantis already has a $5,000 per count fine. You ask a person for their vaccine status in Florida, you get fined. But they're saying that they're going to come together and try to protect people from these mandates. I mean, come on, I've been saying for months they needed to do this and they couldn't get off their keisters. But at least they're finally acting in this state. Sad, but they are. Here's Ron DeSantis absolutely nailing this in today's first epic rant. Again, he is the governor, Republican governor of Florida.
And I think the problem I have with Joe Biden more than anything, this guy doesn't take responsibility for anything. He's always trying to blame other people, blame other states. This is a guy that promised when he ran for president that he would shut down the virus. If you look now, there's 300% more cases in this country today than a year ago when we had no vaccines at all. So his policies are not working. He's doubling down on things that are going to be very destructive for the livelihoods of many, many Americans, and obviously going to be destructive to our constitutional system and the rule of law. And so these are times when you believe in that Constitution, you got to stand up. There are places that are going to toss aside people who've worked, they've worked this whole time throughout COVID. Now all of a sudden, they should be tossed aside? They were working when nobody had vaccine. You don't know their history. You don't know why they're making decisions that they're making. Many of these people have already recovered, and they have immunity. The idea that somehow you have somebody that gets a Johnson & Johnson, they can work, but someone that's got natural immunity somehow can't, that natural immunity is strong. So it's not based on science, and you can say he's saying he's losing patience with people. You know, at the end of the day, we don't live with a one-person rule in this country.
We're going to find out whether that's true. Texter writes, hey, Tara, hate that people are going to lose their jobs. A small business owner who has been looking for someone for 2 months, I'm looking forward to hiring a freedom-loving non-vaxxer. Cool. What is the name of your business, and what kind of jobs do you have? Love to help you publicize that. Texter writes, where did this go? Tell those Democrats, independents, and Trump haters to shut their crying. They are the reason Biden is president. Oh, speaking of, Joe Biden now says he's running out of patience with people who don't trust the government, don't want the vaccine. That is crazy. It's a little nuts. He doesn't have any patience anymore. So I thought you'd enjoy this montage of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Andrew Cuomo when he was still governor. I thought you'd enjoy this montage of vaccine denial by them and how they had no plans, no way, no how were they going to take it. The vaccine, I mean. You'll hear Kamala Harris's voice in here repeatedly and Joe Biden's. Take a listen.
Frankly, I'm not going to trust the federal government's opinion.
Who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
Would you get it? Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump. If Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
I don't trust the president, and I don't trust the FDA.
If and when the vaccine comes, it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
The American people don't trust the process. I don't trust the process.
But that was it. And if you think that way now, you're just crazy. But it was very in vogue at one time to think that way. All right. Coming up, an unbelievable statement on CNN. I don't know. Can we fit in here? I think we could fit it in here. Watch this, folks, because over the weekend, the leftists, particularly doctors on the liberal cable news, were saying Joe Biden didn't go far enough. We need to restrict Americans. We need vaccine passports. We need to make sure they can't participate in American life if they don't have the latest booster. They're not vaccinated. And we even need to keep them from traveling. This is terrifying, y'all. I'll do that when I come back. And wait till you hear why they want to do it. Well, to keep everyone safe. Nope. No? No. No, it's not to keep everyone safe, not at all. Well, wait till you hear the reason why then. So the way it's going to work, there's still a lot of questions, is that OSHA, which regulates work safe place safety, is going to be fining companies $14,000 for each unvaccinated employee, I guess, or employees who failed to take the test. It's going to be interesting to see, like, if that guy down in the mailroom, that weasel, forgets to turn in his COVID test this week, does the company get a $14,000 fine? Like, if you miss just 1 week or, you know, how does that work if you go with the test? There's still a lot of unanswered stuff. But Lara Logan, reporter and national treasurer at Fox News, pointed something out about OSHA, the federal agency that will be implementing Joe's fines on employers over 100 employees for, you know, unvaccinated workers. And it's kind of scary. Take a listen.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was established in the 1970s to inspect workplaces and establish standards to prevent industrial accidents. But starting this summer, the Biden administration gave OSHA a new role. Joe Biden told OSHA to start hiding information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Until this summer, OSHA required employers to retain records of any worker who suffered a serious side effect from the vaccine. Then in June, OSHA's guidance suddenly changed to this, quote, OSHA will not enforce federal recording requirements that require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. That was a major change, especially since we're still learning so much about these vaccines and their possible side effects. Just hours ago, for example, the Telegraph in Britain reported that, quote, teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID-19. And in Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. So what explains that? In his remarks to the nation, Joe Biden didn't answer that. Instead, he put OSHA, the same agency that's been hiding evidence of vaccine side effects, in charge of forcing millions of Americans to take the COVID vaccine. Joe Biden didn't even bother to ask Congress. He said the new mandate is justified because COVID is a, quote, emergency. Then he walked away without taking questions once again.
Wow. Lara Logan, Fox News, over the weekend. Meanwhile, this was a stunning piece of audio, and this was CNN. This is Dr. Leanna Wen. And she was one of the doctors who, in a chorus this weekend across liberal cable news, said, Joe didn't go far enough. He needs to add a lot more restrictions if you are not vaccinated. One of them she wants is a travel restriction. So you're not allowed to travel. Now, she flat out says, we need this travel restriction for the unvaccinated, not for safety. It's not about safety.
The reason isn't so much that we need to keep our train travel and plane travel even safer. They are pretty safe.
Huh. So why do we need to bar the unvaccinated? And again, that's anybody who hasn't had the 55th booster. It's not just those who haven't had the first two shots. You're going to have all the boosters. Or you're going to be quickly considered unvaccinated again. Okay, so if we're going to bar you from traveling, flying, taking a bus, maybe even driving across state lines, as the Biden administration's already proposed, if we're not doing it for safety, Dr. Leanna Wen, why are we doing it? Here's what she said on CNN. It's jaw-dropping.
But there's an even bigger reason, too, which is I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. And having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right, as far as I know, to board a plane. And so saying that if you want to stay unvaccinated, that's your choice. But if you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.